You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
The 2021 NFL Draft is now in the book. So on today's Locked On Big Ten, we look back at all of it, all 44 Big Ten players that were selected in any of those seven rounds on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Monday, May 3rd, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. It is a Monday. It is a Stevens and Stevens episode here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Joined by my right-hand man, it is Jay Stevens, the host of Locked On Buckeyes. Back to recap the 2021 NFL Draft. Jay, like I mentioned, 44 Big Ten stars of yesterday now on their way to the NFL and how they translate to the next level. We will break it all down, some of the best value we see, some of the best fits for their new NFL organization. But a great weekend for the NFL Draft in Cleveland, Ohio. Great to have fans back. Great to have so many Big Ten selections. How did you enjoy this past weekend of the NFL Draft?
Oh my gosh, Ben. Well, first I got to say, Ben, it's good to be back on a Monday. Monday is only right when we get the Stevens and Stevens show put back together once again. But the draft was fun, man. I probably enjoyed it more this year than normal. It could be because I'm more invested with my time than I normally am. I'm not normally day two. I'm watching it, but I might be at the gym doing something. No, day two, I was all locked in, got my notebook here, taking down notes. I mean, I was ready to go. It was nice seeing fans there. It was nice seeing Roger Goodell's chair from his basement right there on stage as well. It was nice seeing the fans that were able to go onto stage. So it was a nice way to see some things from last year brought back to this year, some changes for this year to include the fans that weren't there last year. And we just got seven rounds jam-packed of just drafts, fun videos, and also two long snappers picked as well, one from the Big Ten Conference.
My man, Cameron Cheeseman. I didn't even know we had a Cheeseman in the entire Big Ten Conference. That is a slight on my part for not educating the Big Ten faithful as such. But you mentioned it, Jay. A couple of long snappers taken in the overall NFL draft, but 44 Big Ten players selected in this year's one of these seven rounds. We'll do the breakdown by school. 12 of the 14 Big Ten football programs were represented. Only Rutgers and Michigan State were not. That snaps an 80-year-long NFL draft streak of at least one Michigan State Spartan being selected in the NFL draft. So Mel Tucker now in there trying to recuperate some things, but 12 of the 14 schools represented in the NFL draft. The team that Jay covers as closely as anybody, the Ohio State Buckeyes with the most, they had 10, Michigan second with 8, then Penn State with 6 players, Iowa with 4, Northwestern and Wisconsin with 3, Minnesota, Nebraska, Purdue, and Illinois with 2 apiece, and then Indiana with 1, and Maryland with 1 as well. So Jay, a great representation across the Big Ten Conference. Like we mentioned, we're going to break it down as we see some of the best value that now translates to the NFL level of a Big Ten selection of these past seven rounds, of these past 3 days of the 2021 NFL draft. Was there a guy that went on either of the 3 days that you think is going to give his NFL organization a tremendous upside as they get to the next level?
Absolutely. And I'm going to go with the day two, not day one or day three at this instance. And it's going to be kind of an if-then situation. Mm-hmm. If Rondell Moore stays healthy, which that's a big question mark, but if Rondell Moore stays healthy, that 49th overall pick that the Cardinals had, that's a steal. Because Rondell Moore, honestly, if he could have gone into the NFL draft after year one, he's he's a surefire first-round pick. Very similar to a Maurice Clarett. Ohio State fans will know Maurice Clarett, what happened to him first year, and then things kind of trickled down, got some bad advice, and he was not the same player. Rondell Moore is not the same player he was year one, freshman, because of injuries. And unfortunately, last year, even if it was a bit of, if there would have been a full season, he wouldn't have played the full length of the season, but he would have played more than a handful of games, and we would have gotten more of the Rondell Moore experience. Out there in Arizona, Cliff Kingsbury is trying to build up something, and I'm sure he's trying to find a way to get Larry Fitzgerald to play at least one more season. You have a youngster in Kyler Murray. You have DeAndre Hopkins, you got Christian Kirk, and if you get Rondell Moore, kind of that guy that can kill you in space, oh my goodness, it's going to be hard for teams to stop DeAndre Hopkins. But a healthy, full-strength Rondell Moore, that's very hard to stop as well.
I was surprised to see Rondale Moore still available at pick number 49, but when he was selected by the Arizona Cardinals, my mind just became incredibly enthralled with the idea of what Cliff Kingsbury might be able to do with Rondale Moore in that exciting, explosive Arizona offense. It in my mind, it's limitless with what you can do with Rondale Moore when you pair that with Christian Kirk and with DeAndre Hopkins and with Kyler Murray getting them the ball. And now they have James Conner. There you go. Mm-hmm. From mm-hmm. the Pittsburgh Steelers as well to add to that lethal offense. So Rondale Moore in there. Wow. It was one of the picks that I said to myself, that might be one of the best fits at the next level, just from an excitement standpoint and what Rondale Moore might be able to contribute. If he stays healthy, like you mentioned, Jay, I think that Rondale Moore could be a game-breaking type of talent in the NFL because he makes people miss in the open field with the likes that I have rarely ever seen. And it's not just shying away and then stepping out of bounds. He makes you miss, and he's not afraid of contact either. The biggest knock against him, 5'7", but he will run through you. And he is very, very fast in doing so. Ran a 4.2 40 during Purdue's Pro Day. So a great pick there at number 49, great value. One of the biggest steals that I thought of this entire NFL draft came in the fifth round at pick number 158 overall, and it was Davion Nixon going to the Carolina Panthers. Davion Nixon out of Iowa, the 2020 Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. He is a guy that I think has second-round talent. You could make a case he's up there in the first round with the amount of talent that he possesses, and I think how he translates to the next level and what he can do on the interior of the defensive line. Jay, if you talk to a lot of smart football people, of which you are one, they will say with how adaptive today's NFL has been, the idea of the edge rusher is great, but what really breaks offenses that can be so lethal with the RPO game is interior defensive pressure. It's something that NFL GMs and head coaches highlight all the time. Davion Nixon has that explosiveness and tenacity to be that interior defensive line presence that I think can make games about what he can do on that defensive front. And I thought the fact he slipped to the third day, that blew my mind. The fact that he slipped to the fifth round blew my absolute mind. So I thought Davion Nixon was one of the biggest steals across the entirety of the 2021 NFL draft, not just Big Ten focus, the entire NFL draft. And I think Carolina got a great one in some tremendous upside and value with Davion Nixon.
Oh, dude, Davion Nixon to the Panthers in Carolina, it's kind of like the Matt Rule experience we're going to get here. Everybody's focused on Joe Brady, the offense. No matter how good your offense is, you got to have somebody on defense to stop the opposing offense. And this right here, not to say the same thing you said, but you said it so well. If this fits, if this works, that interior push that so many people forget about and how important it is, when you have mobile quarterbacks, yeah, they're used to getting outside of the pocket. They're used to moving around. But if you get that interior push up the front so they can't move up the pocket, man, that's a problem waiting to happen. So I like it just as much as you do, Ben.
The Stevens and Stevens podcast recapping the best of the Big Ten and how it now fits in the NFL. The 2021 NFL draft entirety of the weekend recapping right here with my man Jay Stevens, the host of Locked On Buckeyes. Another great fit and another great steal in terms of production value that I think he presents in the NFL is the safety out of Indiana in Jamar Johnson. Another guy that I was shocked to see available on day three and in the fifth round. The ability that he has to track down the ball. He had 4 interceptions for that lethal IU defense last year in 8 games. 4 interceptions from the safety spot in 8 games. That's not usual, folks. 4 interceptions in a 16-game NFL slate at the safety spot is something that earns you first-team all-defense in the NFL. So what Jamar Johnson can do in going pick number 164 overall in that fifth round to the Denver Broncos, I think was an absolute steal. I think what the Broncos did in terms of adding up to their secondary under defensive-minded head coach Vic Fangio is an absolute game-breaking type of thing. And I think Jamar Johnson presents that on the next level. And Jay, speaking of Denver adding to their defense, one of the final picks out of the Big Ten in the third round, Baron Browning out of Ohio State. Goodness, he was a guy that I thought was going to be there on night 2, but really has day 1 talent. And I think Denver did a great job adding to their defense, trying to bolster up maybe some of those aspects to highlight a certain other quarterback that might be looking for a new home, leaving Green Bay, Wisconsin. Just saying, just throwing that out there. But regardless, Denver did an incredible job adding value to their defense. Jamar Johnson, one of the biggest steals, and then Baron Browning, great, great value at the next level. So the NFL draft is now over, but that does not mean that laying wagers and winning some money has to stop, because BetOnline has you covered for everything. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. You can get all the latest news, odds, and info on all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device to check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. more, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. We're talking the home stretch of the regular season in the NBA and NHL. You want to win some money, you can do that at betonline.ag. And did I mention great sign-up bonuses? Because when you head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, you can receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. One more time, the promo code is LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you head to betonline.ag and sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. As the great Scott Hansen would say, football. Football. That is our focus right now as Jay Stevens and I continue to go through where the Big Ten's best will find themselves at the next level and how they fit on their new NFL teams.
So, Ben, before we got on air, I mentioned to you that I had some guys that I had positive grades on. I was very high on the pick. Not if it was a first-round pick and Justin Fields going to the Bears, and I think that's going to be a good fit for him. He has two vets there in Andy Dalton and Nick Foles. One been a Super Bowl. Andy Dalton been around for quite a while. So I think it's going to be a good fit for him to get acclimated to life as a professional very, very soon. But I had Jamar Johnson I had him checked off. And then you mentioned Baron Browning. I'm surprised he fell as far as he did. Mm-hmm. But I do remember, thinking back, there were times on the field, if you had a Justin Hilliard or a Pete Werner on the field, Baron Browning was not the best linebacker. That's not a knock against him. That's just talking about the type of talent that Ohio State has on their their team. There's a reason why Pete Werner had rumors of him moving up the board, and the Saints did get him 60th overall in the second round. And then Justin Hilliard, I think ultimately he was one of those guys that was an undrafted free agent going to San Francisco. Take Hilliard's injuries away, Hilliard is right there, possibly a day two pick. Because I don't think Tuff Borland would have been a starter if Justin Hilliard was healthy and if Ohio State's defense would have moved things around. But Jamar Johnson, if you go back to that Ohio State game when Justin Fields was playing and everyone talks about how they had the big lead and Justin Fields was making bad throws.
Right.
I used pass defense as one of the best pass defenses in the country. And they gave him problems, especially late in the game when he was trying to be the hero. He was trying to make a big play all the time and force balls in there. That wasn't just Justin Fields and his bad decision-making at that time in that game. That's Jamar Johnson, the center fielder, roaming the defense and being able to confuse opposing quarterbacks. I really, really, really like that. And I'm surprised, what was it, fifth round, 164 overall? I'm surprised he went that late as well.
I think if Jamar Johnson played at a bigger school, even in the Big Ten Conference, like an Ohio State or a Michigan, or if he was an SEC guy, he's a day two pick for sure, maybe even day one. But because he plays for Indiana, and that is still certainly a little bit of a knock at this current point, although we know that Tom Allen is changing the culture in Bloomington when it comes to football, Jamar Johnson would have gone much, much higher in the NFL draft. So to get him in the fifth round and what he can do added to that secondary, of course, Denver's first pick in that first round was Patrick Surtain, the second out of Alabama at number 9 overall. I think you pair those guys together, you could have staples of your secondary in Denver that the Broncos can rely on for many, many years to come, and hopefully lengthy NFL careers for both of those guys, including IU safety Jamar Johnson. Another defensive back that went in the third round of the NFL draft that I think has tremendous upside as you look at the next level is Benjamin St. Juste out of Minnesota going to the Washington football team at number 74 overall. He was a guy that I had highlighted throughout this draft process. I think some of the intangibles he has in terms of athleticism on the outside, I think he translates really, really well. And this was one of the picks that made me happy, kind of like what we were talking about with Rondale Moore in terms of fits and how that could be used. We know that the football team's defense is so, so good. I think adding a player like Benjamin St. Juste is just a great value add, a great positional plus that you can throw in there. And Benjamin St. Juste can provide you experience and some solid game time from pretty much day one in the NFL.
Oh, he absolutely can. Day one, get some playing time there. But Ben, I'm going to go a little bit different this way from going from following up about Benjamin St. Juste. Right under my little chart here with all my notebooks and my chicken scratch, because your boy's handwriting isn't that good, Nico Collins going to the Texans. Think about that organization. Think about where he went. Think about the uncertainty of Deshaun Watson going there. Think about where he just came from. A school that had, I think, what was it, every single quarterback that could play this year just transferred out. So he went to a situation last year. Things weren't the best. Harbaugh Should he get fired? Should he not get fired? Is he on the hot seat? Oh, he got a contract extension. We lessened the buyout, so it's better for us, but he's still our guy going forward. He goes to the Houston. Will Deshaun Watson be there? I think he will, but I'm not a decision maker. Will the head coach be there? Will the GM be there? What is the locker room like right now? To go from one situation in Michigan to Houston, Nico Collins is a very talented guy, but maybe, especially with the NFL and the draft, fit is very important. Scheme is very important. A locker room culture, positive or negative, is very important to the development of these young men. So Benjamin St. Juice, everything you said there, great. But I was hoping Nico Collins would go to a better spot, with a better culture, so that he could be the best he can be as soon as he arrives there at the facility.
And I think the Texans, who have had some questionable front office decisions in the last couple of years, obviously, what they did in this draft, going to get Davis Mills in that third round, the quarterback out of Stanford, as their first pick in the NFL draft, almost signifies to you that they're not so confident Deshaun Watson will be playing for them in the year 2021. And going and trading up to get Nico Collins, like you mentioned, Jay, a tremendously talented wide receiver. But how will that situation affect him with all the turmoil happening for the Texans right now? You would love to see everybody in the Big Ten find a perfect slot and find a perfect spot for whatever new NFL team it is. I don't feel that way about Nico Collins, unfortunately, although he has great talent and great upside. It all matters for fit as you look at that next level. And there was tons of it. On day three, we had 24 picks. On day seven, on day one, we had 7 Big Ten picks. And on night number two, we had 13. Any of those other groups of people, you can bring a couple people in together. You can talk Ohio State or highlight other specific individual players if you want that caught your eye in this 2021 NFL draft.
Let's think about this, Ben. Day one, day two, day three, there's plenty of them. I mean, it's kind of hard to go to day one and think that anybody really made a bad pick. I mean, Justin Fields to the Bears, does he start immediately? I don't think so. That's not a knock on anybody. I mean, you got Nick Foles and Andy Dalton. I think they're better backups than starters, but they're also better to start the NFL season than a Justin Fields. No problem with that. Micah Parsons to the Cowboys. They need all the help they can get. So go ahead and snag him at pick number 12. Rashawn Slater to the Chargers. Helping Justin Herbert get some guys up front to block for him. Will he be a tackle, a guard? Will he move inside, stay outside? We don't know, but very versatile. So you can keep going. Quiddy Page of the Colts. I like that because he can be a fourth hand on the ground or a two-point stance.
The NFL draft is a marathon. It is not a sprint. It starts on Thursday night with all the glory of the opening round, that first round on Thursday. Then you get to night number two. It's rounds 2 and 3. And then 4 rounds to go on day number 3, rounds 4 through 7. All of that encompassing, you talk about undrafted rookie free agents that sign with a team, everything you need to know. How do we keep the energy high for all of it? Of course, we turn to Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. All of their amazing flavors are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. And it provides that energy because it has great nutrients. Built Bar is healthy. It's great for the health-conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but high in protein and high in fiber. They have everything you need exactly in that Built Bar to keep you running at your best and nothing to slow you down. We're getting to the warm months. We're getting to the summer months when you might be outside running. You might be looking for a little bit of a healthier lifestyle now that we emerge out of our cocoons and the sun is shining, the weather is nice. You want to turn to Built Bar to provide all those nutrients you need to get ready to go for your summer body. That's what we love here about Built Bar. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
But Ben, as I'm going to look over this very quickly, and I'm going to look at something, and I told you I wasn't going to do what I'm about to do, but I'm going to do it anyway just because I like it so much. The Cleveland Browns, Northeast Ohio, they already had Myles Garrett. They just signed Jadeveon Clowney. And being able to snag Tommy Togiai, 132 overall, in the fourth round, a nose tackle, a guy. We talk about Davion Nixon getting the pressure up the middle. That one technique, that's exactly what Tommy Togiai will do. During the season, Haskell Garrett got more of the attention. Makes sense. He's a three technique or the regular defensive tackle, not shading the center. He's shading the guard. So it makes sense that he's going to get more of the attention. But Tommy Togiai was just as much in the mix and messing up the offensive line's plans as much as Haskell Garrett was. So you put Garrett on one side. You put Clowney on the other, and you put Togiai in that rotation. Not to remind everyone listening, and Ben, I'm sure you have this in your memory as well, 40 reps on the bench press at his pro day at 225 pounds. That just confirms what we saw on tape, that he is able to push you off, good leverage, good hands, and he can be a disruptor there in the middle. So I like a lot of stuff on here from Big Ten people. But to keep things in perspective, we already hit one guy on the interior of the D-line. Let's go ahead and hit another one as well.
I absolutely agree with you. I like what Cleveland did in this NFL draft. Two selections out of the Big Ten Conference. Of course, their first pick on night number one, Greg Newsom the second, the incredibly talented cornerback, out of Northwestern. Northwestern also getting a third pick on day number three in Ernest Brown the fourth. And that was a really good pick because I think he has a lot of upside. People hope that he might come back to Northwestern for another year to continue to develop on the college level. But I think he will be a raw talent you can maybe shape and mold at that next level. So a great pick there as well. You mentioned Dallas. They go with Micah Parsons. They also got Chauncey Golston, the defensive end out of Iowa, trying to reformat that defense to make things work a little bit better in the star as well. So many picks, 44 in total out of the Big Ten Conference. And over the next couple of days on this show, we'll be breaking it down, looking at the 32 NFL organizations and out of that group of people, who took the most Big Ten talent. That's why tomorrow we will have on Kevin Ostreicher, the host of Locked On Ravens, because the Baltimore Ravens selected four Big Ten stars of yesteryear to have at the next level. Another name to mention, because I know a lot of Penn State fans are listening to this, Pat Freiermuth staying in state to be the tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like what the Steelers did, giving some offensive weapons to Big Ben. We'll talk about all of this, so much more NFL draft coverage to come on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, but a great roundup of the entirety of the 2021 NFL draft. We hit on Thursday night with George Bletchley on Friday, but looking back at the entirety of the weekend with our guy, Jay Stevens, the host of Locked On Buckeyes, on another Monday edition of the Stevens and Stevens podcast here on the Locked On Big Ten show. Jay, appreciate your knowledge and insight going across the board in the Big Ten Conference and really letting people know where that value is going to be so they can look at the people they have loved the last couple of years in college football and how they translate at the National Football League level.
Ben, glad to be back with you. And I got to make one comment about a guy that got drafted from the Big Ten very quickly before we go. I'll make it quick.
Please.
Jake Funk, running back from Maryland. Talk about a special teams guy, a guy that could be in rotation, the running back rotation, second or third back right there, getting a lot of play out there in L.A., but also a guy I think will be very vital via special teams. And I'm not saying I don't do this, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not saying he's going to be a special teams pro bowler. He's going to be a specialist his entire career. But if you get a guy like that in the seventh round, 233rd overall, he can be a little running back. He can be a little special teams and fit right there with you. Jake Funk kind of made me nervous. I'm not going to lie. When Ohio State was preparing to play for him, because that guy just got loose sometimes. He'd get the ball in his hands, and he would just shake and bake and get loose. But going to the NFL, different game. Sean McVay knows a little something.
Yeah,
this could be a special teams guy that can fit right there with them in L.A. I think that's a good pick for them. Ben, it sucks we got to end this show, but come back next week, guys, because trust me, Ben and I will have a lot to talk about.
I completely love it. I love everything you did there because that's a great way to end it, right? With so much to talk about from the 2021 NFL draft for the Big Ten Conference. Go highlight a guy that went in the seventh round that could make a great value in the NFL in Jake Funk going to the Los Angeles Rams. That's how great these Big Ten stars that highlighted the greatest conference in all of college football, in my opinion. Yeah. Suck on that SEC. That is what we do here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Jay Stevens, the host of Locked On Buckeyes, my right-hand man here on the Stevens and Stevens Monday episodes. Jay, until we talk next week, we'll have a great time. So another Stevens and Stevens Monday episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Jay Stevens bringing you all the information and insight you can need from recapping this past weekend's NFL draft. We went over round one on Friday's episode with our man George Bletchley. Jay providing you that expertise for rounds 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, the last 2 days of the NFL draft. Thanks very much to Jay Stevens again. He is my right-hand man here on these Monday episodes, but make sure you also are tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes as Jay takes a deeper dive into the 10 Ohio State Buckeyes that have drafted in the NFL draft and how they will move on to that next level in the National Football League as well. So Jay brings you that expertise, that local expertise you can only find with the Locked On Buckeyes podcast. We also get that local expertise throughout the end of this week. We will dive into the teams in the NFL that selected the most Big Ten talent and how they will find themselves on these new rosters. We begin with the Big Ten's NFL team at the moment, the Baltimore Ravens, that selected four Big Ten stars in the 2021 NFL draft. We will speak with the host of Locked On Ravens, Kevin Ostreicher, tomorrow to give you the insight and analysis you need of how the Big Ten's best will translate at that next level in Baltimore for John Harbaugh, obviously the connection there with Jim Harbaugh, the head coach of Michigan. If you want sports news outside of the Big Ten Conference, though, although I think the NFL draft will probably be the focus on Locked On today, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So Peter's going around getting the local insight. We do the same. We will speak with Kevin Ostreicher, the host of Locked On Ravens, to hear how the four Big Ten stars the Baltimore Ravens selected in the 2021 NFL draft will help that Baltimore organization. That comes up tomorrow. But until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Monday.